From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hello, Glenn Broggett with you this week on Times Past. And on our previous edition of Times Past, we took a summertime trip to the Petter Ingolstadt Pioneer Village and got the lowdown about the village from their director, Jamie Bakken. Well, Jamie was kind enough recently to take me on a short walking tour to visit some of the buildings that are prominently featured at the Petter Ingolstadt Pioneer Village. Let's go take a hike this time around, and well, we'll get to learn about a few of the buildings, including the schoolhouse. So let's go meet up with Jamie Bakken and take a trip, an audio field trip, through the Petter Ingolstadt Pioneer Village on this edition of Times
Past. Wow, that's a classic from the old store days.
Yeah, it's from
Kmart. Yeah, I was going to say, that looked rather Kmart-ish.
Little kids love it, though.
Well, yeah.
There's little photo ops. And That's another great thing. Like, people take senior pictures, wedding pictures. We're having class reunions. I mean, so many things. So we really are an event center.
Yeah, you must get a lot of buzz, especially around the spring and stuff, for people and couples and all of that.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's fantastic. So, and we have DigiKey Cares in Thief River, and so they have come out and they have helped us to clean the entire place before we open, and then also when we're closing up. So that is huge. So this is that big building I was saying that they cut right in half to get it in here.
Oh, wow. Right next to the depot over there?
Yes, yep. And this is another depot as well, the northern.
So what is this purple place over here?
The purple house is called the Hamry House. So Bess and Tron Hamry built it in 1904. So it's a beautiful building, has nice wood inlays. So it's absolutely gorgeous, probably nicer than my own house right now. And then we have 7 cabins here as well. So we have the homestead cabin, which is your starter home. And then they get a little bit bigger as we go on. The church is a big deal for us. When I first started, there was a foam door because the stained glass was ripped and broken, and then the other door was not in a good position. So we had to replace the stained glass, replace the doors. Uh-huh. We painted the entire church last year, and we put a new roof on it.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the upkeep on some of these buildings.
Yeah. So you'll notice everything here is pretty much white, and I have painted almost everything that you see that is white. So I have a great staff that's helped me as well. But yes, we've painted every single white building here.
Amazing.
There are a lot. And this little bit of yellow on the Viking Depot, that's all we have left to do. And then we've painted the outside of every single building here. So our cabooses are our next thing that needs to be fixed.
When I was a teenager, I actually had a summer job at the museum in Lake Bronson, and I helped to paint the depot. Can you tell us where we are in?
We are in the one-room schoolhouse. It's a Little Oak schoolhouse, and it is super fun to have kids come in here. My daughters are going into 7th grade and 5th grade, and they like to come and hang out in here, and they play school for hours on end when they have to stay here until I'm done working.
You know, isn't that amazing, though, in this era of social media and everything is such instant gratification? And you know, I mean, kids, they know so much more about the computers than we would ever at that age or ever, period. Let's just be honest.
Yep.
Isn't it just amazing how things like this, you know, the simple stuff, the old schoolhouse, how they can get instantly just captured by it. And it's like, wow, there's kids that are writing and enjoying stuff. There's no swiping. You don't hear any, any noises.
Yes. And it's just fun. I mean, they can lower the globe. They can look at the Palmer method of how people wrote. I mean, and just using chalk, like they don't use chalk anymore. So, I mean, just those simple little things that we kind of took for granted growing up, they have access to here.
Oh, this is just so cool. I'm going to walk up over here by the desk and just kind of look at some of the articles here on the desk here. And you've got the daily program.
Yes.
Where did you get some of this stuff? I mean, this is absolutely cool because it's not only just the building, but the simulation is just so so close to the original she possibly can.
Yes, what happened is people have come in and they've donated things. They said, I went to school here. Would you like this ledger? I used to teach here. Can I leave this here? So yeah, people in this area are so generous and they really want to preserve history.
Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing over here, you got an old-fashioned pump organ.
Yeah. We tell the kids that not everything is original. So we get these things donated and we do have to find a spot. So I'm guessing there probably was not an original pump organ in here when the teachers were here.
No, this looks like it says school organ donated by Garfield Benson.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about the schoolhouse?
Yeah, we always like to talk about how they used to use ink and they had quills. And so the larger desks are for the older people and the smaller desks don't have those for the younger children. And there's only windows on one side. And so the smaller people, the little young ones, had to sit closer to the windows because otherwise the older children would block out with their shadows so they wouldn't be able to see what they were doing. So we try to always point that out to students when they're here. And then we do talk about corporal punishment and how very different school is now compared to how it was then.
Now, I don't see the ruler. Is that over?
Yeah, we tucked that away for today.
Okay. We're going to keep things cool.
Yeah.
And I just look at this, though, and I'm looking at these desks that are for the adults.
Yes.
And I mean, it's amazing when you go into old buildings, you know, like say, like I went down, for example, to the Orpheum down in Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting in these chairs and I'm like, are you sure these are for adults? But let's just say we've kind of bulked up a little bit since.
We have. We're getting fed better than these people did back in the day. So yes. But yeah, so this room's the schoolhouse taught first graders through eighth graders. And so that's always a big revelation for children. Like, what? You had eighth graders in the same room with those little kids? So yeah, it's great to just tell them like what it was like, but you can feel it better when you're here. You know, mm-hmm. we have virtual reality at Challenger and in the middle school here that we just got a grant for. And it's just not the same as coming in, you know, smelling those smells, seeing the difference.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I just think it's really great to be able to be on site, and we have this right in our community.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you have a little dummy over there with his head down. Is that person over there in timeout?
Yeah, I believe he is right now. So I don't know what he did yesterday, but he's still there.
Wow. That is corporal punishment.
You have been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Come back next time as we go back to the Peter Engelstad Pioneer Village in Thief River Falls and find out some more history and take a look at a few more cool buildings with director Jamie Bakken. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Broggett.